Forgiveness is considered as one of the highest qualities. It has been said that forgiveness may be considered as weakness. In fact, Hindu scriptures quote many stories, and one of them is a story of Prahlada, who was the son of the demon Hiranyakashipu. In answer to a question to his grandson Bali, says that forgiveness should not be present at all times, and so does might, which should not be exhibited at all times. If only one knows as to when one should exhibit might and when one should have this quality of forgiveness, they both can reach the good of both the worlds. Forgiveness is considered as a virtue. It is also sacrifice. It is what you call shruti. But then, how do we develop this quality of forgiveness? The only way one can develop this quality of forgiveness is by dhyana or meditation. Also developing a quality of detachment from this world. And dhyana and meditation can only be done when you have the sense of concentration. And this leads to a quality wherein which purifies your mind and therefore gives you a good self-control of mind and also your anger. It has also been said that forgiveness is weakness, but truthfully not. It is a great power. Although it is true that sometimes when you become forgiving at all times, people may not respect you. Everyone around you, including your subordinates, will look down upon you. But then, to develop that quality of forgiveness at the right time will only increase your strength. That's what our scriptures tell us. And therefore, it is important to learn that the forgiveness and might must be practiced at the right time.